is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You, dear listener, are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool festival music waste. Because this weekend is Music Waste Weekend, coming to you hot and ready, I guess. I have venues all over the city, all over East Vancouver. All over might be dramatic, just because the city hates art spaces. So they're consolidated to East Van, but they're a slay nonetheless. We got Redgate, 648, Antisocial, and Green Auto taking up the mantle of Music Waste venues this year. And I think it's something like 70 something bands or something like that. We could only cover 14 in this episode because that is what we are playing today. All bands who are performing or got into Music Waste Festival. There are a couple bands that I made the mistake of putting on the playlist because they were on the like lineup announcement, but they are not in the final schedule. So that's on me. Sorry. I mean, but they're great. You should listen to them anyway. But anyway, we opened the show with Roach McGurk with their song Can't Connect off of their most recent release, Anti-Perks. I think they have a release show for this coming up. So I guess check out their Instagram for that. But they are playing opening night of Music Waste. They're playing Thursday, June 6th. That's in 2 days. My God. Okay. Oh, yeah. They're playing Thursday, June 6th at Redgate. The bands start at 8 p.m. alongside June Hawthorne, FKA Soyjoy, if you're more familiar with that name. Bill Can, Be Afraid, Jackson Ramsey, and yeah, closing the show is going to be Roach McGurk. Something you'll notice from all of the bands listed just now, we play these bands a lot on this show. They are all slay. So yeah, that's what we're talking about this episode, just Music Waste Festival in general. We're also going to be talking about Art Waste, which has a ton of programming this year. But before we do that, we are going to listen to some more Chains. This next song is the artist is Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, and the song is Propitiation. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah!
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song They're Making an Idol Out of Your Fears by TJ Felix. Just before that was I Channel You by Doozy off of the NB Party compilation volume 4. And then open that set with Propitiation by Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead off of their demo that came out a bit ago. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool festival music waste. Because music waste is this weekend. It is music waste's 30th year, which is wild to think about that a festival like Music Waste has been going on for so long. And all of the bands that we are playing today, got into the festival. There are a couple, bands that I made a mistake, putting into the playlist because they got into the festival. They were on the official lineup announcement, but they are not in the final schedule. TJ Felix, unfortunately, being one of them. RIP. They have a lot going on. I think they have an album coming out soon. They're playing a bunch of shows this, summer. But unfortunately they will not be performing at Music Waste. It looks like, unless I am reading the schedule wrong, which is very likely, let's be honest. And if I am wrong, do I hope I am. Drive Your Plow or the Bones of the Dead are going to be playing on Saturday, June 8th at Redgate. Band start at 9 p.m. and they are opening the show alongside Slow Aside, Worry Wart, Text Dial Video Archive, and Schnoodlebug. A lot of new bands this year. I think Schnoodlebug is the only band in that lineup who has ever played the festival before. And I don't know, it's always really exciting. I feel like the lineup selection at Music Waste, I mean, it's submission based, so it's really like, it really depends on like who applies for the most part. But this year it seems like, honestly, kind of like a classic Music Waste lineup. Like there's a bunch of punk, there's a bunch of rock going on, as I guess like demonstrated in the like opening night lineup, that like Roach McGurk and Be Afraid and Bill Cann are playing. I don't know. It just seems like last year I feel like there were a lot of bands that I'd never heard of playing the festival, which was really exciting and really great. And this year I feel like, there's bands who hadn't played the festival before, but like maybe, I don't know. I just feel like I feel like the ratio is like maybe a little more like even this year. Cause last year I think it was something like, 85% of the bands or something had never played before, which is really exciting and is really cool. But I guess I just like really think about like Vancouver's music scene settling post COVID. And I feel like there were like a few years where like people were really kind of like, especially there was like this huge explosion of new bands. And then like it was like really exciting, but like, no offense to those new bands, bless up, big hugs and kisses. They didn't really have a ton of lasting power. I just think there was kind of like this era where like people either had forgotten how to go to shows, or like there were all these, or maybe more accurately, in my opinion, there were a bunch of people who had never been to shows before, before the pandemic, and then were coming out of it and were like really excited to put stuff on, but they maybe didn't. I'm going to say what I'm thinking. I don't think they were making the best music. And I think that they were all really excited, but I think we're like reaching a place where we've kind of sorted through the weeds a little bit, to put it, nicely, I guess. is that a nice way of saying it? I don't know. Just really, really excited by all of the like stuff that's coming out. So those are some of my thoughts on that, I guess. Doozy is going to be playing on Friday, June 7th at 648. Band start at 8 p.m. This is a freaking stacked show. It's Doozy, Archie Arnold, Two Girls, One Daw, who I am obsessed with, Two Girls, One Daw, and Devours. Oh my God, legend. At 648, are you kidding me? They just played the Biltmore. Anyway, that show was going to be freaking amazing. So check that show out. And speaking of Two Girls, One Dog, who I'm obsessed with, that's what we're going to play next. This next song is Gentrified Lean Demo off of Two Girls, One Demo. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Top three standout music waste memories, performances, etc.
Oh my god, those are so hard. Oh my god. I gotta think about that. What's your timeline?
Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th and Wednesday, June 5th to hear Time Not Wasted, a radio documentary looking back at 30 years of Music Waste Festival. Featuring interviews with organizers, long-lost music from CITR's very own music archive, and an as-deep-as-possible dive into the history, changes, failings, and successes of Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival. Time Not Wasted airs live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca, May 29th and June 5th at 3 p.m. Happy birthday, Music Waste! 30 years. Wow.
Waste your time. Welcome, neighbor, to our neighborhood. In Our Gayborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Tushla advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in Our Gayborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Can you blame us? Can you blame us? Only
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool festival music waste. I'm going to be honest with you, the bam was not originally in the definition, but I've done it every time and I'm kind of into it. So we're going to stick with it. You just heard Running Away to Montreal Felt Like This, produced by Void Puppet and Miguel Maravilla by Danny Your Darling. Just before that was Can You Blame Us, one of Free Play Angel's most recent singles, and then opened that set with Genderfied Lean Demo by Two Girls, One Daw off of their Two Girls, One Demo release. All of the artists played on today's episode got into Music Wave Festival, and all of those artists are going to be performing. Before I get into their lineups, I just want to talk about a bit, not quickly, but I just want to touch on art waste, which is a really big part of music waste. I think it like really is. The person who runs it, Lee Young, is one of the music waste organizers in general, but they also, like, their main focus is putting on art waste. And they have done such a beautiful job of, like, making art waste such an integral and, like, cool part of the festival. I'm just, like, so in awe of them. But art waste runs alongside music waste from June 6th to June 9th. It's free or by donation. And I'm just going to kind of, like, quickly go through the schedule so that you hear about it. There is a gallery running at 648 Trash Gallery on the Thursday and the Sunday. There's going to be live painting on Thursday and a balloon twisting workshop as well. And then on Friday, there's going to be Tattoo Waste. You have to DM Music Waste or Lee at Rodding Weiler for the address, but there's a bunch of really, really talented tattoo artists who are going to be there, and they all have like their own flash and then like customized flash for Music Waste, and it runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturday, this is really exciting. There's BYOB, Bring Your Own Blank, screen printing at Redgate with Liquidation World, Gil Galetsky, who is also performing in Yep during the festival, and Good Luck Studios, who does Music Waste merch. And it's a really, really cool and fun event. You just bring a blank shirt that you have, and then you can get special designs that have been kind of like donated to the festival and to Art Waste. And it's like such a like lovely concept. I'm really obsessed with it as like a fundraiser idea or like as a whatever. And I just think it's really cool that's happening. And then Tattoo Waste is happening again from 11:30 to 5 p.m. Again, you have to DM for the address. And then super, super exciting, Zine Waste is happening at Green Auto on Saturday as well. Also from 11:30 to 5 p.m. And this is a collaboration with Zine Harvest. And it's so cool and so exciting. Lee really like went for it this year, and I think that's so awesome. And then on Sunday, there's going to be the gallery at 648, like I mentioned before. And then there's a Lino and Veggie Stamp Workshop, BYO Materials or by donation. And all of this information is on on musicwaste.ca, excuse me, alongside the entire festival schedule as well. So I just really wanted to give Art Waste a like really dedicated shout out, because I think again Lee has just done like such a freaking amazing job, and it's just missed Slay. But we are going to call out the lineups for the bands that we listened to in the last break. So Two Girls One Daw, we said before, is gonna be playing at 648 on the Friday. Show starts at 8 p.m. Band starts at 8 p.m., excuse me. And then on Saturday, June 8th at 648, starting at 8 p.m. again, My Name is Dell, username Free Play Angel, and Future Memories are performing. And then Sunday, June 9th at Green Auto, starting at 1 p.m., Magnus? I don't know. Great music, but I don't know how to say that name. Tough Cell and Theremin Man and Danny Your Darling are performing. We are going to move right along. This next song is Haphazardly by Textile Video Archive, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist with trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists in the full lineup. Check out the full lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Repeat, sledisland.com.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community.
talking about it because it's true for me.
Thank you.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You're listening to Teachable Moments, here's what's up top for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool festival music waste. You just heard Catch You in My Corner by Yaris Paris, who's going to be performing on Sunday, June 9th at Redgate. The show starts at 5 p.m. alongside Hush Hush Noise, Sunny Daydream, Ayana Seymour, and Hateem. Just before that, you heard Rip Pop by Username, who I am obsessed with. They're going to be playing alongside Free Play Angel, who we called out earlier in this episode at 648 on the Saturday, June 8th. And then open that set with Haphazardly by Textile Video Archive, who we called out even earlier in the show, as playing alongside Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead on Saturday, June 8th at Redgate. Band start at 9 p.m. We're going to move right along because guess what? As per usual, we are running out of time. And how timely is this? Because the next band is Speed Reader. This is Speed Reader with their song Flora off of their demos. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Take a look at my hands. They're cut up, they're dirty, they're muddy, they're mucky. Have a look at these hands. Dirty, the hands up for it. Everywhere has a floor. You take it for granted, a nice level surface. Take a look at these boards. They're cut and they're sanded, they're going to be a floor. Better fluoride, specialize in underfoot. Bending down all the time. Better floor, I specialize in underfoot. Take a look at these plants. They're blooming, they're blooming, their colors are showing. Take a look at these plants.
Ugly weather.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Closer by Big Rig off of their self-titled album. Big Rig, unfortunately, is actually not on the final schedule for Music Waste. They were in the lineup announcement, so that's on me, but still, you should check them out. Just before that, you heard Rave Heaven by the one and the only Apollo Ghosts off of their most recent release, Amethyst. And Apollo Ghost is going to be playing at Green Auto on Friday, June 7th. The show starts at 9 p.m. With Primp, Nat, Rainbow's End, and What. And then open that set with Speed Reader with our song Flora off of their demos. And they're going to be playing at Anti-Social Skateboard Shop on Saturday, June 8th. Band start at 8:30 p.m. And it's going to be New Meds, Death Drops, and Speed Reader. That is it for this week's episode of Teachable Moments. The definition of the word cool was cool festival music waste. And everyone should freaking check out the festival this year. There's amazing art waste programming. There's amazing music waste programming, of course. And passes are $40, which is a little pricey, but honestly better than the $15 individual show prices, which it's like if you get a pass, then you can get into at least three shows, no problem, and you've already saved money. But yeah, Godspeed and good luck to the people out there. But you can go to musicwaste.ca and get that pass if you so desire, or just check out the festival lineup, see what's up. All the info's on there, musicwaste.ca. We are going to close the show with Patrick Ferrugia with their new single, True 2. They are going to be playing at Green Auto. The show starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday, June 8th, alongside B-Bomb. This is a long lineup. So it's going to be B-Bomb, Patrick Ferrugia, Devin Parkin, Future Star, Morning Bun, Runner, Stem Champ, Coastal Drifters, M01E, Blackberry Wood, Super Crystal, Truster, La Lune, and Dream Funeral. It's a long day of programming, and it's going to be Soleil. Again, amazing lineup this year. Such a great festival. Happy birthday, Music Waste. 30 years old. You're old now. Your body is no longer generating new cells. And that's weird. I'm just kidding. You're so young. Anyway, this is Patrick Ferrugia with the song True 2. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's been 3